sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, February 4th, 2025 edition. A lot of housekeeping to do in this hour, things happening in Lansing that we need to address. One that I mentioned, former Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. He's talked with Mike Duggan about his independent gubernatorial bid. In talking with the former Senate Majority Leader, Merz asked if he'd talked to him. He said, yes, we've had a couple of conversations. Richardville, who most recently served as a Monroe County Commissioner, is not endorsing the Detroit mayor, but he is, quote, intrigued, quote unquote, by the possibility that someone can actually win from the middle of the political spectrum. Richardville said he believes the two political parties have traditionally won elections by holding on to the party base and then winning by convincing some of those in the middle to vote for their candidate. He is now thinking it might be time to go after the middle to win the elections, because the middle is not happy with either party right now. I think there may be a stronger voice, a larger majority in the middle here in the state of Michigan. Adding that this is the very subject the two discussed. The former Republican Senate leader is not ready to run for governor himself, but he thinks he could be an insider, such as a chief of staff, so with for somebody who runs and wins. So Richardville wants to be the chief of staff for Mike Duggan, independent candidate running for governor. Richardville said he also fielded calls from the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, the very first official Republican gubernatorial candidate, as well as former Republican gubernatorial candidate Kevin Rinke. He said, but those discussions were quite some time ago. Richardville describes himself as an independent Republican and not a Republican independent. While he, quote, held his nose and voted for Donald Trump, he does favor some of the president's policies, but not the way that he treats some people. On the other front, he went back to school to get another degree in religious education. Whoa. Richardville came to Jesus? Well, that's a good thing. Says he's also currently working with the group Chance for Life, which goes into jails and prisons and helps rehabilitate inmates. I've been working with Tom Adams, who has been involved in the ministry for 30 years. He claims to have a 50 to 90% cure rate in the correctional system. I'm strategically helping him expand his efforts in Michigan and looking at the possibility of making this a worldwide expansion of his program. Richardville has booked an appearance on Off the Record with Little Timmy Skubik for this Friday. I'm going to have to record that one. I haven't seen Richardville in years. Wonder if he's got any gray hair by now. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Other little short stories that I want to get to today. The governor's race might be getting even more interesting. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is exploring, quote unquote, running for governor and will not be running for the U.S. Senate seat. Melissa Nan Burke of the Detroit News reported in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter. In the post, Burke attributed the information to a source very close to Gilchrist, quote unquote. MERS received the same information from a source. Currently, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is the only Democrat to announce for the governor's race in 2026, which will be the first Michigan election since 1880s, where both the governor and a U.S. Senate seats are open. This according to the historian, longtime political activist, consultant, reporter, Bill Ballinger of the Ballinger Report. I may have to reach out to Bill and have him on the show to talk about that history. However, in related news, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson is rumored to be making an announcement regarding his future plans this week. Folks, I've been talking about Chris Swanson for a couple of years. I fully expect he'll be announcing his run for governor as a Democrat to go up against Benson. If that's the case, in my opinion, Swanson will beat her. Also, regarding the U.S. Senate race, former U.S. Department of Transportation Director Pete Buttigieg is expected to announce for that seat this week as well. Interesting. Rumors possibly coming true this week. But as far as the actual Twitter X post, Melissa, Nan Burke, B-U-R-K, of the Detroit News, tagging Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist, has ruled out a run for U.S. Senate in Michigan and instead is exploring a run for governor. A source close to Gilchrist tells me this morning. The post was posted 9:56 a.m. yesterday. So, if Gilchrist gets in, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's already in, Genesee County Democrat Sheriff Chris Swanson gets in, those will be the three Democrats running so far for governor, going up against Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, running as an independent, and Minority Senate Leader Eric Nesbitt so far on the Republican side. Going to be very, very interesting governor's race in 2026. Real short story I want to mention. House Regulatory Reform Committee, chaired by Republican State Representative Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township down in Macomb County, will have a strong interest in listening to small businesses instead of bureaucrats when it comes to what their needs are, he said yesterday. Aragona, who took the call from MERS News Service as he was walking out of a meeting with a local pizza shop where he made pizzas years ago. He also was the head chef and was discussing the situation with the owner. While this image plays nicely with his plan to focus on what small businesses need to thrive when it comes to regulations, Aragona said the focus of his committee will to be balance regulations that exist for health, safety, and well-being of Michiganders while yet evaluating and repealing regulations that have become onerous for business owners. Bureaucrats don't sympathize with the fact that people need to run a business to put food on the table and a roof over their head. Aragona said since there are still caucus conversations that need to be had and chair training is happening this week, he's not naming any specific policies that he's preparing to tee up for his first few meetings, since it will be all subject to change. Argonis said he thinks that State Representative Tyrone Carter, Democrat of Detroit, did a good job of chairing the committee in somewhat of a bipartisan fashion last term, and said the committee has strong members on both sides of the aisle this term. His committee says we'll be listening to small business owners who can speak to how regulations are implemented and affect them on a day-to-day basis. The experts are not the bureaucrats. The experts are the small business owners, Argonis said. Argonis comes from a small business background, having grown up in a jewelry store and selling insurance for small businesses. He said that his minority vice chair, Tulio Liberati Jr., Democrat of Allen Park, worked on legislation last term that would raise the interest rates pawnbrokers could charge for loans from 3 to 5%. Well, that bill did not make it across the finish line. But he said that would be a policy he's interested in reviving in 2025. Kind of interesting. Then they show a picture. House Republican central staffer shared a photoshopped image of the two that illustrates Argonis's final point. He suspects that he and Liberati will have one of the best working relationships between chair and vice chair. And what he did was basically had a picture of Argonis working in the jewelry store, and they superimposed Liberati's face on the other gentleman. Probably suspect that is his father, and they took his head off, his face off, and put Liberati's on it. Pretty interesting little story. Another short little story to tie up this segment. State Representative Tyrone Carter, the aforementioned chair of that committee, is a third-term House member, previously serving on the Regulatory Reform Committee as chairman. Well, now he's announced that he will run for the Detroit City Council's 6th district later this year. Carter said he thinks he can be more impactful for Detroiters while serving on a 9-member board rather than being one of 52 in the minority members of the 110 State House chamber. Carter said he's received some phone calls about even running for mayor of the city of Detroit. But he said his career has been better prepared to represent the 6th district on the city council. He'll be running against the incumbent Gabrielo Santiago Romero for the seat. He plans to campaign on Detroit's education gap for public school attendees, improving transportation infrastructure, and providing affordable housing. Things he said he could only achieve while serving in a Democratic trifecta under a speaker, Joe Tate, who also hails from Detroit. Speaking on the topic of the former speaker, Joe Tate is rumored to be running for the mayor of Detroit this year. Carter said he will sit back and wait until the table is set before he endorses anyone in that race. When Tate was heavily criticized for his handling of the lame duck session, which ended the trifecta, Carter was one of his most outspoken supporters. If Carter wins the Detroit City Council seat, he said that a successful first term for him would include poverty exemptions for property taxes, for seniors, stating also that since home ownership and real estate is an asset that is often passed down through generations and is thus a form of generational wealth that impoverished Detroiters, which they are struggling to keep, Carter said. Running for the office during the first year of Trump's second administration will pose challenges as well, Carter said. But his job will be to calm fears and anxiety at the local level by connecting people with resources that may help them navigate things like immigration status issues. Carter became the second state legislator to run for Detroit City Council this year. State Representative Karen Whitsitt is also running for a different seat. By July of this year, council members are slated to be paid. Listen to this, folks. And you wonder why there's such problems in the city of Detroit when it comes to their budgets. City council members make $106,231 a year. State representatives make $71,685. Amazing. And also, I did not know that Karen Whitsitt's going to be leaving the Democrat state representatives in Lansing. She, of course, you remember, was the Democrat holdout that ended the lame duck session unsuccessfully for Speaker Joe Tate. She actually hid out, I was told, was hiding out in Matt Hall's Republican office as the minority leader. Main reason why is because Karen Whitsitt does not support Joe Tate to be running for mayor of the city of Detroit. So we'll see what happens in that race and see who ultimately announces running for mayor of Detroit. Pretty interesting. A couple more short little stories in the second half of hour number three. I'm going to be doing a lot of housekeeping, getting to your text messages, as well as these stories. One of the things that I would definitely like your help with, folks, and I've been talking about this for the entire month of January, as we now head into February. I was told last night, was actually sent a picture. One of our listeners received a Nielsen's rating survey in the mail. Well, I told you it was coming. So what we're asking people to do is to text me. Text me at 231-360-5140, your name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you could put rear window stickers on to help get the radio station branding out there to get the word out about the radio station. We very much need those stickers on your vehicles. As you drive to work, as you go shopping, as you go to church, you pick up the kids from school, we definitely greatly appreciate it if you would do that. So text me your name, address, and how many stickers you need, and I'll mail them out to you today. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions.